Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to this week's episode of TGIF. Thank God it's forever. Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. This here is Chaplain Andrew to teach you the unchangeable and unfailable Word of God. Listen for this theme song and you'll know. It's me. Hello, Podcast Land. I am so sorry about that. The first time that I went to go start the show, let me get my drink. The first time I went to go start my show, I actually prematurely started the show. So I put Who down for the message title and then forgot the rest of the stuff because what happened was I accidentally hit the enter button. Let me get what I call my door closer. It's just a random curtain rod that closes my door for me at a distance. There you go. The door is closed. I called the door closer. 2000. So the first time was a premature where I closed it out. I hit the enter button prematurely by accident. The second one was, and I realized now what it was, is that I went to go live, and as I was doing it, I jostled the adapter that plugs into my computer. So I can connect more than one USB to my computer because it's only got USB-C and not the actual USB itself. And so when I go to jostle that, it causes all kinds of issues and it causes my soundboard, because Spreaker is one of the weird things, because when you do Spreaker stuff, like if I go on Spreaker where I do my podcast stuff at and I take away something or jostle something just a little bit by accident, what seems to happen is Spreaker starts to act up, because Spreaker can't recognize certain things after you do something. Like when I went and unplugged my soundboard one day by accident, Spreaker would not recognize my soundboard anymore being plugged into it while it was running the show. So I had to do it by the computer microphone itself. So that's just the way it is. Spreaker sometimes, that's what Spreaker is. Spreaker is where it's just accidents sometimes. Just about with anything, you can have all the little happy little accidents. But Spreaker is one of those little happy little accident deals, and okay. But we're here. We are live here on the show, guys. I want to say something to you. I find this completely funny. And I tell this to all the people at my work recently. But I go to prepare an entire show with an entire message. And I do all these great, wonderful things. And yes, thank you. Get all the downloads. I do pretty good each week. But I do not even a two-second. I'm having no show today because I'm working on getting the viruses taken care of. And 75 people or more download that episode just to hear me say there is no show. Thank you for joining me. What, are my listeners now trying to tell me to shut up? That's a Mr. T joke at work, because Mr. T always tells me I talk a lot. And that's just the way I am. That's why I'm good for podcasting, because I talk a lot. And when you talk a lot during podcasts, that's the way podcasts are. You talk. That's why I consider it to be talk radio. On a podcast. That's like, who's did I listen to now? Dr. Mike Savage. I've been listening to him for years. I got in and out in the swing of things, in and out for a while, and then I recently got back into him even more just before he left radio, and then even after that into the podcasting era now with him. And he's a great guy, great host, Christian guy. He loves God, as far as I can tell. And, you know, and he does some preaching on his show every once in a while. But he doesn't always do preaching. He's more of a political type host. More like a, what's the term I'm looking for? More of a political type host. Where he talks about, you know, what's going on in the world and who's doing what and blah, blah, blah. Things like that. Just really dumb, not dumb stuff, but stuff that a lot of people won't be excited to listen to because who wants to hear about political stuff all day long? Unlike me, this guy here. But he's more than just that. He does all kinds of crazy things. Like just recently, and I want to do this with you guys one day. Just recently, he had a show where he was talking and recording at the same time with his crew. He wasn't live, but he was recording. And he thought that would be a great idea to add all that little conversation into the... He was just planning out the show for next week. And he had his crew talking. He said, we should add this to the show, a little behind-the-scenes deal. And I thought it was a great idea. So one of these days, guys, I want to do with you guys a behind-the-scenes deal where you can take a look at behind-the-scenes at what I do and what it takes me to get set up every day. That way you'll know a little bit about the guy, about me and who I am and what it takes for me to get situated. Because some days, guys, it is, like today, atrocious. Today was atrocious, but you know what? That is okay, because guess what? I don't usually get that many live players or live listeners. I usually get people who download me the most. So when I'm done, I'll have my favorites that will download me, and that's great. But I appreciate you guys. Even if it was no show and I got 70-some downloads, 75 or so downloads, hey, it is what it is. It might be a no-show announcement, but you know what? It's a blessing. You guys decided to download again, and that's great. I appreciate you all. I thoroughly do. So with that being said, I want to say something today that I was talking to my mom today, and me, her, and her new fiancé were just joking around for a minute, and I asked her a question because I call her, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Mom, if you're listening. Thank you. Happy birthday. And we're talking. So what's up? She goes, nothing. Just checking out this, you know, looking at that and checking out my new vacuum cleaner. I said, just remember, Mom. I said, people always say that their TV and their smartphone is spying on them. But you know what? Your vacuum cleaner has been collecting dirt on you for years. Her and her fiance just cracked up laughing after that, and we started telling jokes. So I thought I'd tell you a joke. Just remember, you might think your TV and your smartphone is spying on you, but your vacuum cleaner has been gathering dirt on you for years. So how are you guys doing? What is up in your lives? What I would like to know what you guys are doing today. Or any day of the week. You can always shoot me an email at communitycloud222@gmail.com or call me at 1-302-448-8443. Again, that's 1-302-448-TGIF. You can call me or email me. We got what do you call those things at the bottom of the YouTube videos? Comment sections too, you can comment on and everything else. So we want to know about what's going on with you, and we want to know about your day a little bit. Because we here at TGIF care about you guys. See, it's not all about what I do here on the show every day. It's all about what God does in your life. And when I can know of the blessings and the testimonies that God is doing in your life, that blesses me. That knocks my socks off. Why? Because I'm not the only one in this world being blessed by God, and that's a great thing. So we want to know what's going on in your life. We want to know what God is doing for you. So if you want to let us know, feel free to. And we're live on the show, except for when I play Dr. Scott's recording. If Dr. Scott's speaking, let his recording play. Afterwards, if you so choose to, you can call him live on the show. You can call me live now if you want to at 1-302-448-8443. Again, that's 1-302-448-TGIF. You can call me now or after the message when I play more music, but you can call me live on the show. We'll have a phone call. We'll have the phone waiting The phone is ready for you to call me in. And while we're doing the music later on, or now, you can call me and let me know what God's doing in your life. That would be truly a blessing. But with that being said, let's get into a few but brief announcements. Starting with number one, you can always go to communitycloud222@gmail.com, spelled CommunityCloud222 at gmail.com. And guess what you can do right there? Well, first off, you can send me all of your prayer requests. Even if you want to shout to you on the podcast, send me your first name, your city, and your state, and I'll shout out to you on TGIF, where Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. Also, guys, be aware, be vitally aware, you can call us at 1-302-448-8443. Again, that's 1-302-448-TGIF, where Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. Also, guys, be aware, we're doing it right now. This week's episode of Outside the Classroom Wednesdays, where we take Dr. Scott's message from outside the classroom to those who need the gospel each and every day. Also, guys, be aware, be vitally aware, we're going to be doing it tomorrow. This week's episode of Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays, where we take Pastor Lance and Ernest Travis's message outside the classroom to those who need the gospel each and every day. That, again, is Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays. Also, guys, be aware that we are going to be doing the Rumble soon, just not yet. We're situating some stuff. Dr. Scott's got two messages, one for today and the other one for next week. And while I'm thinking about this, I should have checked this first, but it is okay if I did not. So let me check this first. Let me get into here. Go into my Finder real quick. Go into Downloads. Make sure I got these on here. So the first one we're doing today is right there. And then the next one is the... Is that the one right there? Yep, they're both in here. I just had to make sure they're both in here. Both of his messages, because I deleted them from Spreaker. Even if they weren't in there, there ain't crap I can do about it by now if it wasn't downloaded. I mean, what am I going to do? Go back into time? Back to the Future style? No, I'm not Michael J. Fox. Anyways, we're situating more episodes of Outside the Classroom Wednesdays, and he is traveling. Dr. Scott's traveling. Doing ministry this week. So his pastor friend that he's preaching at the church for will do a show together, and that would be amazing. And that would be something that I'll be glad to see. And it will be real awesome. So, with that being said, I've got to send him a quick message. I'm not going to send him a message just yet. I'll let him wait. He's going to be flying out soon, so I'm going to let him have some peace and quiet for a minute. So I'll just let him text me back, because he needs to have two microphones or a microphone he can share, something to that effect. But hopefully him and his pastor friend, well, his pastor friend should have an extra microphone. So hopefully him and his pastor friend will be able to do a show together. And that'll be such a blessing to the show. So, with that being said, it's happening, just not yet. Also, be aware, we're going to be doing this week's episode of Worship Saturdays, where we do nothing but praise, prayer, and worship. Grab your favorite drink, relax in your favorite lounge chair, and enjoy the fabulous music we here have on the show. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Worship Saturdays, where we do nothing but praise, prayer, and worship. Be aware, guys, you can actually download the app. It's on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. It's only for Android at this moment, but it's called Podcast Portal, where you can listen, like, subscribe, comment, and download each and every single episode straight from the app. That's right, every episode. Even from day one. Also, you can connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and email on the app as well. Yes, email. Go to Podcast Portal and bottom right-hand corner of any page, click on it. It's your email button. Excuse me. It looks like an envelope. Click on it. Click on your email client. Click always. And then type in your email and hit send. It seems like a lot, but the next time you go back to the email button, since you hit always, it takes you straight to the email right instantly. You never, ever have to type in the email again. It's that quick. You can also DM us on Twitter, and you can view the Facebook page we have. You can also contact us through Facebook Messenger if you have an account through them, and you can do this straight from the Facebook page where it says message at the top. Now, there's message. Over to the right side, right next to it, is a little phone handle picture. Click that. It takes you to your phone handle, your phone dialer, and you're instantly calling us here on the show. Just hit the green call button, and you're instantly calling us here on the show, and you never, ever, ever have to dial 1-302-448-8443. Again, that's 1-302-448-TGIF. Never have to dial that again at all. Just click the phone handle button. You can view the blog postings we got and everything else that we post, pictures, videos, or whatnots of ministry. You can view all of those on the Facebook page as well. What else can you do on the app? You can listen to the four play buttons. Number one, 95.5 The Fish from Cleveland, Ohio. KJAIC out of Texas. My former church, Evangel Christian Churches, and my former church here in Ohio, Portage Community Chapel. For 95.5 The Fish and KGIC, just click their button, plays the radio station. You can listen to the music. For Evangel, click on their Evangel button, then click on any one of the videos you see present on their YouTube page. It loads up straight in the app, and it'll play that video. For Portage Community Chapel, click on their abstract button. It's got some blues, some browns, some greens, some yellows. I call it abstract color button. Click on that button, and then click on any video that doesn't say upcoming, and then click on the play button. You're instantly playing and seeing and hearing theirs as well as Evangel's messages straight from the app. Never ever have to leave the app to do so. Now, you used to be able to do Google search result at the bottom of the play buttons page. You no longer can. We're working on that. But if you go to the bottom of the Facebook or the bottom of the Twitter, you can instantly delete what's in there and look things up and do a Google search result from there as well. And my favorite part of the app is the portal chat feature. We can chat with whoever owns the app. If 500 people own that app, you can chat with 500 different people around the world. And you do not have to have an account to chat or private message anybody. Yes, you can private message everyone who owns the app as well. Just be careful. Just because they say they're Christian doesn't mean that they are. Just be careful. You know, it's your discretion. Now, I got it to where there's security. There's no back door. There is, unless if I give you the code or the link to get to my back door, then you'll be able to get there. But there's no physical back door posted to the internet where they can say, "Ooh, I wonder what this is," and walk in. You have to have the link or download the app to use the portal chat feature. So there is a back door, but it is very secure. I got it not listed anywhere on the internet, so no one can come in and do anything they want to. It's a family-friendly show, and I don't want garbage coming in. But you can also send pictures straight through the app. Just take a picture on your camera roll, save it to your camera roll, and then go into the app, click on Portal Chat, and click on the little camera at the icon at the bottom of the page. Click Upload Picture. Select the picture you want to upload, and then hit send. It's that simple, it's that easy. You're instantly sending us pictures. So if you're from France and want to show us the Eiffel Tower, please do so. We'd love to see the Eiffel Tower. But you do have to have an account to send pictures. That's just for more security, so that way some weird bimbo or whoever decides to come on doesn't start sharing inappropriate pictures. It's not supposed to be shared on that app. So you have to have an account to send pictures, but you don't have to have an account to chat or talk with anybody through the app. That is Podcast Portal, guys. And finally, our last announcement of the show is to ask your Alexa device, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal. We're going to listen to this very show straight from your Alexa devices. We also got the skill for your video Alexa devices as well. Again, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal. And that does, guys, conclude our announcements for today. Let's get into our first song of the show. And our first song is a great number. It is entitled No Other God Like You by none other than Dr. Tom Ray, my friend and worshiper for over 19 years. Enjoy No Other God Like You from Dr. Tom's CD, Evangel Live. Enjoy No Other God Like You.
Rejoice as I sing the song of praise. I am blessed by your amazing grace.
There you go, guys. That was No Other Guy Like You, but none other than my friend and worship leader for 19 years, Dr. Tom Ray. Again, he's been my friend and worship leader for over 19 years. Almost 20, actually, if you think about it, almost 20 years. Let's get into Dr. Scott's message. Excuse me, on this week's episode of Kingdom, of this week's episode of Outside of Classroom Wednesdays, with his message, Who I Am. Enjoy Who I Am, by none other than Dr. Scott Mullen from Agape Worldwide Ministries, Evangelical Christian Churches, and the IAC. Enjoy Who I Am.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you once again, Chaplain, for allowing me to be here to do the teaching. As you're turning to John chapter 8, I want to pray. It's going to be out of John chapter 8 tonight. God, I ask you to bless the word. Once again, I ask you to take the coals of the brazen altar. Touch these lips of clay as I teach. Open our ears to hear. Allow our spirits to receive. Father, I count it a great privilege to share the word that you've laid upon my heart. Thank you for Chaplain Andrew and the ministry you've given him. TGIF, we ask you to bless it. Bless those who are hearing tonight. Father, we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm a little raspy. I've been battling some bronchitis again, and it was almost gone, and I don't know, yard work, a couple other things. So bear with me tonight. In a couple weeks, hopefully this will be gone. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to ask a question. Who am I? Who am I? I'm going to look at three different scenarios tonight. First one, John chapter 8, verse 2 through 12. The woman caught in adultery. Let's read this. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought him a woman caught in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, Who is without sin among you? Let him throw a stone at her first. In verse 8, And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it began, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the least, or to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. And Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Let's begin to break this down. The woman was caught in the act of adultery. But look, this was Jesus was on the mountain praying. He goes to the temple to do what he does, to teach. In verse 2, we see that. And then verse 3 through 5, look what happens. The scribes and the Pharisees brought the woman caught in adultery. And they said that she's been caught in the act. And they repeated the law. Moses' law says she should be stoned. What do you say? They were trying to set a trap. What do you say? Look at verse 6. This they said, testing him. Underline those two words. Testing him. That they might have something of which to accuse him. Underline those two words. But he stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking, he raised himself up and said, "Who is without sin? Let him cast the first stone." Ask you to underline those words, testing him and accusing him. They were setting a trap, a deceptive trap. If he answered differently than the law, then they had him the way they wanted him. But if he answered and agreed with them, the lady was to be stoned. But he began to write something in the sand. No one really knows what they wrote. Most believe that he was writing the sins. Without a name next to him, he's writing a sins. In verse 8, it said again, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. And those who heard it, being convicted by the conscience, the Holy Spirit speaking to them, began to leave one by one, the oldest to the youngest. So they began to read what's written. Oops, I did that. Oops, I did that. Oh, no, that's me. That's me. And they began to walk away. He began, I believe, to reveal their sins. I like this next part. That as they walked one by one, in verse 9 it said, "And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst." I ask you, where's the crowd? Where are the accusers? And that's the very thing he said in verse 10. 10 and verse 10 to 12. The accusers are gone, but Jesus raised himself and saw no one but the woman. He said to her, "Woman, where are the accusers? Has no one condemned you?" He was not condemning her. He simply said, "Where are the accusers? Those who brought you here, where are they?" See, sometimes we're quick to judge others. It's easy to point the finger somewhere else and not look at the mirror at ourselves. That's what the scribes and the Pharisees were doing. They were pointing the finger elsewhere. They weren't looking at themselves. The scripture said there's no one without sin. No, not one. She said, "No one, Lord." Verse 11. And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you." Oh, aren't you thankful for the love of Christ? And Romans says what? There is no condemnation for those who love the Lord. It doesn't say that she accepted Jesus as her Savior. It doesn't say anything special like that. He simply said, "No, I don't accuse you either. I do not condemn you." He said, "Go and sin no more." Well, we know it's impossible to not sin, but really what he's saying is, go and do your best to not sin. And when we sin, when we say, "Father, forgive me," he forgives us. He said, "Go and sin no more." Then he spoke to them around, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Isn't it great to know that Jesus is our light? I pray just in that first scenario, we begin to look at others. Maybe they're coming to our church. Maybe it's someone we work with or we know from the friendship, know in the neighborhood. Whatever the case may be, I pray we begin to look at them through the eyes of Christ and not through the eyes of man. But we begin to look at them and plant the seed of love and forgiveness into their life. The second one I want to look at . Go with me to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verse 26. The demon-possessed man. My first encounter with a demon-possessed person, I was about 14 years old, and this lady would pick up her son, who was in his 30s or 40s, every other week from the mental hospital and bring him to church. Well, one Sunday, he began to act up, and two of the men went to take him out, and he grabbed, now he was a soft-spoken, kind of a wet fish handshake type person, like no strength whatsoever. These two men were taking him out. He grabbed the molding around the doorway, hung on to it with his hands, and this loud, deep, growly voice said, "You cannot get rid of me." And he ripped the molding off of the wall on his way out. That was kind of freaky for me. Then when I started Bible college, and in the summer of 80, I stayed for summer school, and I was in charge, or worked with the security and taking care of things, and I was opening up the campus, and this one student jumped off a second story balcony, naked, started running across the campus. I was not thinking wisely. I chased him to tackle him to try to stop all this. Yeah, very bad idea. But I want to look at this scenario of this demon-possessed man. Verse 26. When they had sailed across the country to the opposite of Galilee, and when they stepped out on the land, there they met a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. He wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but he lived in the tombs. See, basically, he lived in the graveyard. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I done with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he commanded the unclean to come out of the man, for it often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. But he broke the bonds, was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Interesting. Let's go on. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. Legion is a Roman term for soldiers, and I believe it's 1,000. And they begged him that he would not command them to go into the abyss. Let's stop there for a moment. Very, very interesting. First of all, they recognized Jesus. They recognized who he was. Don't condemn me. Don't condemn me. Jesus, Son of God. And then they also know their final outcome. Because it said, do not send me to the abyss. Do not send me to the pit of hell. So now the demons are pleading with Jesus. The demons are saying, please, leave us alone. We're comfortable in this body. We're comfortable tormenting this person. Again, I shared the part about the demon-possessed young man, the man at church. I was under the impression as a young boy, as a teenager, demons only existed in third world countries. I didn't think anybody in America was demons possessed. My goodness, we're all Christians here. We all know Jesus. We've all heard of Jesus. Why would we have that? Well, I was eye-opened in a hurry. But the demons, they spoke, pleading their eternity. Pleading, don't send me to the abyss. Don't send me to my eternity yet. Just leave me alone. I'm going to ask you a personal question. Have you ever been in an argument with God? When God's asked you to do something, you just simply have said, leave me alone. I'm comfortable doing what I'm doing. I don't want to go that route. Yeah, I think we've all been there sometime in our walk. I know I have. There was a point in time where I told God because I was mad. I wasn't getting my way. I wasn't being hired full-time as a youth pastor, and I thought I should be because I was all that in the bag of chips, and nobody wanted to hire me. And so I got mad at God, and I let go of my credentials, and I was done. I told God, I'll never preach again. I'll never teach adults. I'm done with this. Don't bother me. Well, that lasted for a while. And the same time I was asked by our pastor, this is after I was married, to teach a new Sunday school class of adults he wanted to start, I was asked by one of the ladies in our church who oversaw Korean work, will you come and preach one Sunday night a month? The two things I said I would not do because I was mad at God. I was telling God what I wanted. That's what the very same thing the demons were doing. Let's continue on with this. Verse 32. Now a herd of many swines was feeding there on the mountain, so they begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. And the demons went out of the man, entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep hill and drowned. And when those who fed them saw what happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Interesting. The demons did not die. They did not drown. But Jesus had a twofold purpose. One, he was delivering the man of the demons. And two, he was taking care of a situation. Because those who were taking care of the swine were Jewish people. And in the culture, they were not allowed to have swine. They were not allowed to have the pig. Pigs were unclean. So they're in the back hiding, and they're raising pigs. Well, they immediately run into the city, and they tell everybody what happens. And I can just hear them now. He killed my pigs. He killed my pigs. He shut down my living. There's something wrong with this man. Can you hear that conversation going on? Again, the finger pointing. They're accusing Jesus of doing something wrong. Verse 35. Then they went out to see what happened and came to Jesus and found the man at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Interesting. Why would they be afraid? You would think they would rejoice, but how many times really have we not rejoiced with somebody when they've received something from God? And it has to do sometimes with our jealousy and our desires, and we're kind of upset because we didn't get what we thought we should deserve. But here this man, shackled, would break the chains, powered by the demon spirit. Now he's clothed and immediately into his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Verse 36, they also who had seen it told them what means he had been demon possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. That's twice now they were afraid. And he got into the boat and he returned. Now the man from whom the tomb had departed begged him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, return to your own house. Tell what great things God has done for you. And he went his way, proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. So here's what we begin to see. The people were afraid. It was something new to them. How can this man cast out demons? You would think they would rejoice because now this man's no longer being tormented. You'd think they rejoice because he's no longer a threat to them. He was such a threat that they chained him, but yet the power by the demon spirits were so strong, he broke the chains. You would think they would be happy. He's in his right mind. He's clothed. He's not tormenting their city anymore. But the people didn't understand. They didn't understand. You think sometimes how family will disown a family member today when that family member gives their heart to the Lord. Maybe they're raised in one religious belief and they change to another. We hear outside of Detroit and the city of Dearborn, which is the largest gathering of Arabic community in the United States. Even in our little city, where restaurants sat empty for years, they made a mosque. And the one thing I admire is every day the parking lot's full for them to come and pray. Yes, I know they're praying to a wrong God, and it's a ritual prayer, and I know what they believe, but the commitment to praying. And just around the corner, maybe quarter mile away, was a small independent church. Been struggling for years. And I noticed all of a sudden, their sign was no longer lit up, and there were no longer cars in the parking lot. Then I was coming in from somewhere one day and noticed a cloth over the cross on the front of the church and a bunch of cars in the parking lot. The next day, the cross was taken off of the church. And within 3 days, there was a sign. That church became yet another mosque. They're growing and growing and growing. Now, we have missionaries. One of the denominations has missionaries here in Dearborn that are teaching the gospel to the Muslim. And when a Muslim dedicates their life to the Lord, accepts Christ their Savior, their family disowns them. Here, this place, they had already disowned the demon-possessed person. You would think they would be glad. And he was so excited, he said, Jesus, I want to travel with you. Jesus said, no, I want you to go tell your home. I want you to go home and tell your people what happened. I love the enthusiasm. Look at this verse, this last verse 39. Return to your own house. Tell what great things God had done for you. He went his way proclaiming what? Throughout the whole city. He became an evangelist immediately. Doesn't mean he was preaching the word as we preach it, but he began to share his testimony. And that's the greatest thing we can do when the greatest outreaches is share our testimony. I love the old hymn, I was once a sinner, saved by grace. I don't use the term, I'm a sinner. I use the term, I'm a Christian who sins. See, I'm no longer a sinner because I'm covered under the blood of Christ. But I battle, like anyone else, the sin nature. He was so excited, he began to tell everybody. So in closing, I want to ask this question. What about you and me? I know what God's done for me. It was so clear in the passage, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. For a 2-year period, I turned my back on God. I didn't want anything to do with the church. I began to live a sinful life, but I'd sleep with one eye open, praying, Lord, don't return tonight. I don't want to go to hell. See, I knew my attitude was wrong, but I had the conviction in my spirit because the word, excuse me, the word had been planted there. Oh, and there were some who judged me, and there were some who pointed fingers, and there were many who were praying for me. And one day, when I watched my son so sick, just a baby, had a sinus infection, and my wife and my sister-in-law were pulling all the junk out of his head, we were out visiting my brother, and I ran to the bedroom, and I cried before God. I said, if you want to punish anyone, punish me, not that child. And I turned my life around that day. And then I began to do that which God asked me to do. My question is, what about you? What are you holding on to? Is there something that you're holding on to that you need to let go of? I want to encourage each of us to not judge those around us. We may know that they're sinning, but it's not our place to judge. It's our place to pray. It's our place to lightly, in love, share the gospel, not condemn them to hell. We plant the seed, and we allow the Holy Spirit to water the seed. So as I close tonight, I want you to just simply pray the prayer of, Lord, forgive me for judging others. Help me to see others through your eyes. We should be excited for someone. When God blesses somebody, we should be excited for that person. When there's a salvation that somebody comes to the Lord, we should be shouting and praising and having a party in our mind and our spirit because they have been saved from the pit of hell. See, the demons never died. The pigs died because they were doing, the farmers were doing wrong. It's God's time to judge. It's not our time. I like these two scenarios where you're accusers. They're not here. I don't accuse you either. Go and sin no more. The man's in his right mind. He's telling everybody what Jesus has done. Let me challenge you this week, find at least one person. Every week, find at least one person to share the gospel with. You say, well, Pastor, they may reject me. They rejected Jesus. Our job is to simply give a quick word to them. To find out where they are. To plant the seed of the gospel. If they don't want to hear it, you say, okay, God bless you. And as you're walking away, just pray God to bless them. We're not here to judge them. And you may hear 10 or 20 no's, but somewhere in there also you'll hear, yes, I want to accept Christ as my Savior. Don't give up. Don't quit. Ask God for the strength, for the endurance, for the ability to do. And when they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, let them be as this lady was, set free. And as the demon-possessed man, so excited to go tell everybody. And as you and I, we're excited to share our testimony, to share what Christ has done with us. Father, thank you once again for the opportunity to share your word. I ask and pray that it touches our lives. God, that we stop and think about what we say and what we do. That we no longer judge, but we bring your love, your peace, your forgiveness. Lord, we come in grace and in mercy to those that we share with. Jesus said to the woman, where's your accusers? They're not here. I don't accuse you either. Go and sin no more. Let us be the non-accuser. non-accuser. Our Father, I ask you to bless and seal the word in Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and I will be with you next week. Chaplain Andrew, back to you, my brother. God bless you. Have a good one.
There you go, guys. That was Dr. Scott's message on this week's episode of Outside of Classroom Wednesdays. Let's get into let's get into our next song. And we're going to enjoy that now. Enjoy it.
Sing its words. It sounds like music, music in my ear. The sweetest, sweetest name on the earth. Well, I'm singing, oh, how I love.
Guys, that was Oh How I Love Jesus by none other than my guest on the show, Pastor Evangelist Dolly Smith. Let's get into our next song. We got three more to play. We'll play two. We'll pray. We'll play the last one. And it that way. It is All Day and All Night by my friend and guest on the show, The Light Warrior. Enjoy All Day and All Night.
All day. Mighty Gabriel came to the prophet Daniel to bring the answer to his prayer.
The answer to
that
his
man
prayer.
Of God felt better when he saw the warrior angel
Gabriel
there.
Was there.
All day, all night, they were watching over Daniel and they're watching over me. All day, all night, angels are watching over me. An angel came to Peter to open his prison cell that night.
You said him.
He told that saint to rise up and walk out and go and make things right.
Preach the gospel.
And they were watching, they were watching. Watching over Peter and they're watching over me. They're watching,
they're watching,
they're watching,
they're watching,
they're watching,
they're watching,
watching over me. The Lord's angel came to Joseph in his dream. His warning, it was clear.
Herod's after
take you. Mary and the Christ child and get on out of here.
You're going to Egypt now.
All day, all night, they were watching over Joseph and his family. All day, all night, angels are watching over me. Jesus was full of sorrow in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Full of sorrow.
His angel strengthened him before he went to the cross and spoke to him of his victory
over death and the
all
devil.
All day, all night, they were watching over Jesus and they're watching over me. All day, all night, angels watching over me. All day, all night, angels watching over you and me. All day, all night, angels watching over you and me. Angels watching over you and me. They're watching over you and me. They're watching, they're watching, watching over me.
Watching over.
They're watching, they're watching, watching over me. They're watching, they're watching, watching over me.
Watching over.
They're watching, they're watching, watching over me. Watching over you and me.
Yeah, they really are.
There you go, guys. That was All Day and All Night by my friend and guest on the show, The Light Warrior. Let's get into our next song, and then we'll pray. And then we'll play our last song after that. Our next song is One Voice by none other than the K. Daniel Spirit and Truth Worship Band. Enjoy One Voice.
One voice, one cross. Worship you, our praise
There you go, guys. That was One Voice by none other than the Cadian Spirit and Truth Worship Band. Let's pray. Lord, we only come back before you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are God and God alone, that you, Lord, are having your way in this ministry, that you are having your way in this podcast, Lord. Excuse me. I ask you, Lord, to be with us as we go back to our regular days. As Gloria Gaither once said, and Lord, I ask you to bless everyone to sound of my voice, giving their heart's desires, as long as it not be what? Selfish. Not one of those, I have to have it just because, but rather I have to have it to get to point A, get to point B, get to work, get to church, whatever you need it. Lord, you give it to them, as long as it not be what? Selfish. And Lord, heal them from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet, from cancer, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis. Heal my mom's arm that's not frozen no more. Heal my sister's heart and her diabetes that's not bad no more. And heal them, Lord, from diseases they contracted themselves through sin, yes. HIV, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, why? When you heal them, show your mercy, your power, and your grace. I'm reminded of a scripture that says you came through the door. It doesn't say you opened the door, it says you passed right straight through the door because you're all spirit at that moment. He said, Thomas, look at my hands. Thrust your finger in my side and see that I'm God. What did Thomas do? He got on his knees and said, truly, you are the Son of God. What did you say? Blessed are those who have seen and believed. But doesn't stop there. So blessed are those who have not seen yet still believe. Show them now, Lord, so when they come back needing absolutely anything, they won't have to say it to see it to believe it. Because your word again, said Lord, says you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So show them now, Lord, when they come back needing absolutely anything, they won't have to say it to see it to believe it. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. It's all in the matchless name of Christ that we pray. Amen. Amen and amen, boom, 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 amen, boom, 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 amen, amen, amen. Let's get into our last song. It is entitled There But For the Grace, but none other than my friend for over 16 years, Dr. Prophet Larry O'Rell. Enjoy There But For the Grace.
I met a stranger on a sidewalk. He was holding out his hand. He said, buddy, could you help me? I said, I'd do the best I can. Then I reached down in my pocket just to see what I could find. And then he said, just help me cross the street. You see, I'm blind. And I thought there, but for the grace of God, go I. I could be the one with blinded eyes, but it wasn't meant to be. He had a different plan for me. There, but for the grace of God, go I. Then my mind went back to Calvary, saw him crawling up a hill. I heard heard him praying in the garden, saying, Father, not my will. And then I felt his pain and suffering as they nailed his feet and hands. And I saw the perfect Lamb of God reaching out for fallen man. And I said, there, but for the grace of God go I. I could be the one condemned to die. But it wasn't meant to be. He had salvation planned for me. For the grace of God go I. There, but for the grace of God go I.
There you go, guys. That was There But For The Grace Of God. That does conclude our show for today, guys. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it as much as I did. Two things to remind you. Number one, download that app. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's called Podcast Portal. You can do all these wonderful and phenomenal things. Available on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. It's called Podcast Portal, spelled P-O-D-C-A-S-T space P-O-R-T-A-L. Again, ask your Alexa device, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal, and choose say welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal. You can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa device. You also got that skill for your Vita Alexa devices as well. Again, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal, and choose say welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal. And that does, guys, conclude our show for today. As always, this is TGIF reminding you to, one, trust in the Lord in all your ways, two, lean not to your own understandings, and three, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Thank you, and good night.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.